Play ball. It's time for Heat Baseball on Kate 98.7. Today's game is brought to you by Platinum Motors, The Toy Store, Houston Plumbing and Heating, The Midland Theater, Carmen's Pizza, Desserts Bakery, and Newark Auto Body Collision and Glass. Now, let's go to the field with the OHSAA Radio Network on Kate 98.7. Go Bulldogs!
This kid's a baseball nut. He's a nuisance.
He can't forget about baseball.
Baseball is America's game.
Play ball.
It's time for the state championship high school baseball tournament on the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network. Let's head out to the diamond for all the exciting baseball action.
Good afternoon, fans. We are back at Canal Park. It is game 3 of 4 on Championship Sunday. The high school baseball season ends today. We have crowned two champions, West Branch in Division II, Mason in Division I. Now it's time for Division III with the Heath Bulldogs squaring off against the Lake Flyers. My name's Todd Walker. It'll be my pleasure to bring you the play-by-play descriptions and accounts of the ball game. Sonny Folks is with me in the booth. Ray Horner reports from the field and in the dugouts. And, of course, Ryan Baker makes it all work. The Heath Bulldogs looking for their third championship in their school's history after defeating Wayndale, the two-time defending champion, yesterday in extra innings by a count of 4-3. Heath with the walk-off winner in the eighth. Connor Toomey drove in Wyatt Binkley with what was officially scored as an RBI triple with the winning run to send the Bulldogs to the title game. As for Lake, they're in search of their first baseball title. In fact, the school's first state championship in any sport. After dispatching a Minford yesterday 4-0 behind Drew Tablick, the University of Toledo signee and All-Ohio pitcher shut him out on four hits to improve to 12-0 on the season. We'll talk more about this matchup after a break. We'll take this pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the state baseball tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goal. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
Max Preps is your source for high school sports. From schedules to stats, live scores, rosters, video, and photos, Max Preps has it all. And when you download the Max Preps app, you can add your favorite teams and get notified on the go. Have your own personalized scoreboards and stay updated on the latest news surrounding your high school team. As a proud partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Max Preps wishes every student, athlete, and coach out there a very successful season.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
You are listening to the State Championship High School Baseball Tournament on the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network.
We are at Canal Park. It is time for the Division III State Championship game. The Heath Bulldogs come in at 27-2. They have been highly ranked and regarded all season long for head coach Tom Warren. They're number two in the final coaches poll, number one in the final prep baseball report poll, and they are ready to finish what they started, so to speak, as one of the highest ranked teams in the state. Ray Horner's down on the field, and yesterday Heath pulled one out in extra innings, Ray, and They are ready to use that momentum to propel them today.
You're right, Todd. I had a chance to talk to Coach Warren over here. I said, hey, how were the guys after the game? He said, pretty calm, cool, collected. And you guys have been around sports long enough to know this team really exemplifies Coach Warren himself. He's very calm over there in the dugout, doesn't get to go overexcited. And that's the way he said his team felt after the win. I said, well, what did you guys do to relax? You're playing for a state title today. What did you guys do to relax today? He said, we came to the ballpark. We'd rather be here than in some hotel or someplace else thinking about it. We wanted to come here and play some baseball. Guys, a lot of orange here tonight from Heath. Their fans have followed them in for this big game here tonight. But they're ready to go, and they're pretty calm over there watching them. I asked him how close he was to bringing in Woodward to pitch last night. He said, we were two pitches away, but we got it done. Back to you.
Indeed, and Riley Baum finished the game. It turned out with eight innings, and then they scored in the bottom of the eighth. Sonny Folks, a great way to win for Heath, the walk-off win. They only had to use one pitcher, Riley Baum, so they're theoretically set up today how they would want it pitching-wise.
You know, you make a very good point about having one pitcher to get you here, but I can't get it out of my mind that the confidence factor for them coming in here, the ranking, everything they've got going for them, this big crowd, you know they've got a good second arm coming out for them today. Their confidence factor must be pretty much off the chart. And again, these games mean the most to me when you have that David and Goliath thing going.
Right.
And Lake's trying to never won this thing. They're trying to win their first one. They got to beat a team like Heath to do it. And we're going to see that again here in the Division IV game tonight. I think that's what makes this tournament the most compelling of all.
Well, you know, when you win a state championship, somehow it maybe means a little more when you get to the title game and you play somebody as highly regarded as a Heath, somebody like that. Not that any state championship comes easy, but you want to play the best and beat the best.
You're absolutely right.
To paraphrase the great Ric Flair. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about the Lake Flyers and Coach Casey Witt's group after this break. We pause for these messages from your local station. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trails.
Been in an accident? Car need a little TLC? At Newark Auto Body and Zanesville Auto Body, safe, reliable collision repairs are their business. Local, family-run, veteran-owned, and serving Newark, Zanesville, and surrounding areas, they work with all insurance providers to make your experience hassle-free. Ask about special discounts for military veterans. Go to AutoBodyOfNewark.com or AutoBodyOfZanesville.com to get started. Their iCar Gold Class technicians will make your vehicle like new again.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Baer with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our integrity service department so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it. Or we can get it for you. The car market may have changed in the last few years, but one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors. 1352 Hebron Road, Heath, and online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
Desserts Bakery, for over 8 years, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, Buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath, directly across from Wyan Avenue. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Is Heat Baseball, brought to you by Platinum Motors, the Toy Store, and Houston Plumbing and Heating.
The teams are being introduced here at Canal Park for the Division III state championship game.
The Heath Bulldogs are starting to come out of their dugout one by one. They'll be followed by the Lake Flyers. As we focus in on Lake, the Flyers got here with a nice win yesterday over Minford, 4-0. They gave the ball to Drew Tablick, the future Toledo Rocket. Lived up to his billing. A forehead shutout. He improved to 12-0 for his season on the mound. And now the Flyers will turn to Ryan Wagner, the man who propelled them to the state tournament with a solid effort at the regional final in a win over Coldwater. And we go down to the field with Ray Horner and this Lake team trying to win its school's first ever state championship in any sport.
Todd, let's start right there with Ryan Wagner. I talked to head coach Casey Witt about Wagner. I said, what can I expect here from him today? He said, he's not going to overwhelm you. He's not flashy. He throws strikes. He keeps us in ball games. He said he's the true essence of a pitcher. I said, well, how's your team? How did they relax today? He said, one thing I have to do, Todd, he says, I can just relax because these guys are focused. He said, we went home last night because I knew that they would get a good night's rest in their own place. They came back this morning. They're ready to play baseball. He did say to me, he said, I know they're all relaxed. I'm not. Remember, he played here in 2011 with this team, so he knows what it's like to play in big baseball games. He said he's a little jittery with this championship game on the horizon.
Well, as you would expect be, but the team is what matters. And speaking of Ryan Wagner, Sonny Folks, he went 6 2/3 against Coldwater last week at Patrick Henry to pitch them through the regional final, and he's got a tremendous curveball. If that curveball's on, he is going to be hard to handle, but clearly not as overpowering or dominant as Tablick, but a good number two.
Well, and that's okay. There's different ways, different horses for different courses, and if you can throw the breaking pitch and you can throw it like we talked about yesterday for strike one, particularly at this level of baseball.
Yeah.
If you can throw the breaking pitch for strike one, nobody wants to swing at it. If you can throw it for strike two and get ahead, you can almost put it in the book. So I like pitchers like him who don't come out and throw 95 miles per hour, and they have to pitch, and they have to use their head. And I look forward to watching him play today.
Yeah, he gave up a run in the very first inning to Coldwater. Matter of fact, three batters into the game, the Cavaliers had scored to take the lead. But in the second through the sixth innings, he allowed only two hits and blanked the Cavaliers while the offense came to life for six runs. He did give way to Jay Blazevich for the final out when his outfield misplayed a fly ball that turned into a double and then followed a double. So they brought in Blazevich. But basically, Ryan Wagner went the route in that win over Coldwater. As far as the win in the semifinal yesterday, Lake used a big third inning to get it done. Three runs to make it a 4-0 win. Before we go any farther, let's pause here for our national anthem.
Serving this country to defend our freedoms and to promote respect, equality, and world peace for all, you are invited to stand and join in the playing of our national anthem.
In Division III, Lake or Heath? We'll find out in about 2 hours from now. First pitch is next from Canal Park here in Akron. First, we pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the state baseball tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Here's to the ones who put in the work. The no days off rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns motivation Monday into flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with chocolate milk. The official beverage of high school sports is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The following is a broadcast presentation of the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
We are closing in on the Division III state championship game here at Canal Park. We are also closing in on 1700 hours, so let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the OHSAA radio network.
This is Cape Bulldog Baseball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, Cape 98.7.
Let's meet our umpires for tonight's game. Behind the plate, Mr. Michael Kuhn. And at first base, Chase Hatfield out of Findlay. At second base is Mark Kuhn. That is Michael's brother. They're both from Toledo. Michael Reinhardt from New Regal is the umpire at third base. The Kuhn brothers are both 18 years as officials. Michael, his fifth state tournament assignment. Mark, his sixth. They're both out of Cardinal Stritch. Mark went to Owens Community College. Mike went to University of Toledo. Mike is a teacher. Mark is an electrical lighting designer. Michael Reinhardt out of New Regal, his eighth state tournament, 37 years as an official, a product of Hopewell Loudoun and BGSU. He is a high school intervention specialist as the first pitch is taken for ball one. And Chase Hatfield out of Findlay, his fourth assignment in 13 years as an official, a graduate of Arcadia High School in U of F. Here's a grounder to third, knocked down by the third baseman, but he couldn't pick it cleanly. Hard hit ball, hit him on the heel a little bit. And that was Sobczak, who could not judge that hard hit ball by Connor Corbett. And a base runner to begin the game. We'll see how they score it. I would think it's an error, but that ball was sharply hit.
You know, we talked a little bit about nerves and getting control of your emotions and everything yesterday. I guarantee you today it's that squared.
You know, no doubt. And they do score an error. So here's Tanner Patterson. He shoots it the other way, and that's going to hang up. But nope, drop down in front of the left fielder. And with getting to it quickly, Aiden Young, I thought he might get to that in the air, but he sort of took a conservative route, which is probably the smart play at that juncture. So two hits, or actually an error and a hit to start the game. And now Hayden Woodward, the long ball power, steps in. Here's the Lake defense. Caleb Tobias at first, Jay Blazevich at second, Drew Tablick at short, Jack Sobczak at third. Left to right in the outfield, Aiden Young, Caden Cousineau, and Corbin Atkins. Gavin Kohlhofer behind the plate. He just visited with his pitcher to try and settle him down and probably remind him not to trifle with Hayden Woodward. That's driven to center. Back on it, Cousineau. He's under it. He's got it. One out, and boy, that's where this big park really plays to the pitcher's advantage, Sonny.
And he played that so well, too. Again, like we talked about yesterday, he got the ball off the bat, turned, got to where he knew he'd have to look for the ball, and he was right there on time.
Caden Cousineau, just a freshman, is an outstanding center fielder, and you can look forward to him chasing down baseballs for three more years there at Lake High School. Here's Caden Green, the shortstop now, first and second, one out. Check swing, ball one.
Like we talked about yesterday, Todd, there is an art to playing center field.
Yep.
Not all people have it.
Not nearly all people have it. Most baseball players don't have it. Here's the 1-0. That is hit hard the other way and foul. Caden Green had a pretty good day in the semifinal yesterday. A RBI single, a sac fly RBI as well. Officially 1-for-3 with two runs knocked in. Ryan Wagner delivers a slow one that floats and hits Caden Green. Not sure what that was. Almost, it wasn't a knuckleball, Sonny, but it was about as slow as a knuckleball, and it just did not work.
Yeah, sometimes you can take too much off the breaking pitch. You don't finish it. You don't get out over your front leg with it. You don't get the snap on it. You can just throw it too slow. We call it guiding or pushing it up there. You got to throw that thing.
Now here's Riley Baum with the bases loaded, one out in the top of the first. And he fouls it off. Obviously a huge point in this game right out of the chute. An error, a hit, a fly out, and a hit batter. Loads the bases for Baum. He pitched in yesterday's game, went all 8 innings with the win. Ball down. 1-1 at the plate yesterday. Baum had a single in 3 at-bats. He also was hit by a pitch. He had 2 stolen bases. Bases loaded, 1 out. The pitch hit towards second. Slowly, they will get 1 at second. They will not get another at first. And Heath is on the board as Connor courts 1-0 Boulder. So Baum didn't hit it hard, but good enough to get the run in with the bases loaded. Just not hit hard enough to turn 2 there.
No, and a pretty good job by Wagner in this situation. I was just thinking about the last thing you want to do is walk somebody. You got to throw strikes. You got to trust your stuff and with the bases loaded. And the fact that somebody's going to catch it and make a play for you behind.
And they got the 1 out. So Jaden Dansby, the third baseman, will bat first and third now with 2 outs and a run in. The sun reemerges here in Akron. Runner from first goes. They throw to the pitcher who cuts, but close enough to third to get back was Tanner Patterson. So it's a stolen base for Riley Baum, his third in this state tournament. So now 2 runners in scoring position for Dansby. Here's the pitch. That's down. 2-0. Dansby was the DH yesterday. He was 0-3 with 2 strikeouts and a walk. Wyatt Binkley on deck. There's a pitch fouled back to the screen. So it's 2-0. Heath has jumped out on top here in the top of the first inning. And an off-speed pitch looked like it kind of floated inside, and it's 3-1. There's a fly ball to short right center field. In fact, coming in now, Corbin Atkins makes the play. So a big threat amounts to just 1 run for Heath and a sigh of relief for Lake as they avoid further damage. Flyers are coming to bat trailing 1-0 as we pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the state baseball tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
For the players on the court, cheerleaders on the sideline, and fans in the stands, Varsity Brands is a national leader in team athletic gear, school spirit, and championship memorabilia. Recognized and endorsed by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Varsity Brands partners with schools, coaches, and students to build school pride and student engagement. Visit varsitybrands.com for more information. Varsity Brands, elevating student experiences.
Health Action Council is a member-driven, not-for-profit organization that provides employers with best practices for a healthy workforce through leadership, innovative services, and collaboration. Health Action Council works with employers to improve the quality, cost, and value of healthcare. The Ohio High School Athletic Association and Health Action Council invite all Ohio schools to join us for the Healthy Kids Step It Up Challenge. Find out details at healthykidsgo.org. Check out the OHSAA on social media. Follow at OHSAA Sports on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
Wyatt Binkley out to pitch the bottom of the first inning as Heath Bulldogs have staked him to a 1-0 lead. Binkley, 8-0 on the season, a 1.14 ERA, a .78 whip, 1.53 batting average against. That all means he's very good. Meanwhile, Ryan Wagner avoided a disaster in the first inning, Gave up just one unearned run after all that. And down in the dugout, we're going to go down to check in with Ray Horner as he sort of witnessed the talk coming off the field there.
Yeah, Todd, it was Casey Witt talking with Wagner, and he said, trust your stuff. He said, coach, I'm having a tough time gripping the baseball. He said, I'm not talking about that. You need to set him up with a fastball. Trust your fastball. The curveball will be there.
I mean, his curveball is tremendous, but you know, without the good fastball, it's not as good. So good advice from coach. Here's Gavin Kohlhofer to lead off the first for the Lake Flyers. Takes outside.
To that point, Todd, I've always believed that you've got to come out and establish at least one pitch. Doesn't matter if it's a fastball, the breaking pitch, because once you get one in comfortably, then you can work off of that and change things up. You can do a lot of things.
Ball two. Drew Tablick, the shortstop, will bat second. Jay Blazevich at second bats third. Pitcher Ryan Wagner bats fourth. Jack Sobczak, the third baseman, bats fifth. Aiden Young, the left fielder, will bat sixth for Lake. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss by Kohlhofer. Bottom third of the lineup. First baseman Caleb Tobias. DH Connor Eck. Right fielder Corbin Adkins. 2-1 to the Lake leadoff man, catcher Gavin Kohlhofer. Binkley pitches, and that is foul the other way. Hit hard, but way late on the swing. The Heath defense, catcher Paul Gold. First base Hayden Woodward. Tanner Patterson at second. Caden Green at short. Jaden Dansby at third. Outfield left to right, Connor Corbett, Connor Toomey, and Riley Baum. And on the mound, it is Wyatt Binkley. 2-2 pitch. Foul back.
Well, my initial impression of Wyatt Binkley is he's got easy gas. He just looks like a guy out there playing catch, and he's hitting 84, 85. I think he's got a little bit more than that, probably 86 up to 87, but he knows how to throw the baseball.
Yeah, he's just kind of smooth delivery, it shoots out of there. He takes a long time to get the 2-2 sign and pitches. Tried to float one up there, and it missed outside. So Kohlhofer's worked the count full. Gavin was 0 for 4 yesterday, but he was robbed of a hit in the sixth inning by Carson Cronin in left field for Minford in a fine play. This is a looped, sort of a looping line drive off the netting down the left field line.
I'm all sort of partial to pitchers who wear number 6. That was my old number at OSU.
6 it is for Wyatt Binkley. Payoff pitch coming to Gavin Kohlhofer, who wears number 7. If you're into numerology, foul back. 6 versus a 7 here. Sun has reemerged. We had some thick cloud cover here between games and some thought that maybe we'd get some precipitation, but it appears to have cleared out of here. And most of the weekend has been great off the weather. I mean, spectacular. Payoff pitch, ball 4. What a great at-bat by Kohlhofer, Sonny.
Yeah, it was, because, again, like I said, he looked so natural out there, very calm, he threw strikes, and he threw all of his pitches. And so Kohlhofer was good to see all those pitches, which means the guy on deck's going to get to see those pitches, and he works the walk.
Drew Tablick is that man on deck who now steps in. It is 1-0 Heath. They got to Ryan Wagner in the first, an unearned run. Bottom of the first now. Tablick had a big cut, fouled it straight back. Tablick, a first-team All-Ohio pick as a pitcher, as I said, going to Toledo next year. But he's pretty good at the plate, too. He leads the team in, almost everything. And at first, leadoff walk, that's Kohlhofer. Tablick takes strike 2.
Tablick might be able to go to Toledo and play shortstop. I was watching him warming up tonight. He looks as good there as he does on the mound.
Yeah, he's been very good at short as well.
He moves so well.
But he's down 0-2 here. Binkley, quick move to first. Kohlhofer was frozen for a moment, but dives back in. Tablick yesterday, 2 for 4. He scored a run. He stole 2 bases. And the semifinal win over Minford. 0-2 pitch. Strike. Strike three. Boy, devastating off-speed pitch. Tablick was fooled, and it was right there for the strikeout. He's out shopping. Impressive pitch there. What do you think that was?
Well,
it looked like a curveball.
Yeah, it was a curveball, breaking ball. Might have been a slider that you take something off. It looked a little flat on one plane to me. But, you know, when you can throw that for a strike, and again, you establish that fastball at 84, 85, that looks a lot different.
Jay Blazevich steps in with a runner at first and one out. There's a shot to left. It will get down for a hit. So they hit and run. Can't advance the runner to third because it was hit directly to the left fielder. But the hit and run works, Sonny. And a lot of times just that action just spices things up and you get better results.
It's just a distraction because things going on behind you and you let it go. And it's just enough to maybe you hang it, you leave it in the middle of the plate, make a mistake in the strike zone, and it gets hit.
And Ryan Wagner, the pitcher, now steps up after a mound visit by Paul Gold. Goes out to talk to his man on the mound, Wyatt Binkley. This is Wagner, stepping in now. Ryan played third base yesterday, went 0-for-4, but did have an RBI and scored a run. Big spot here, first and second. One out, his team trailing 1-0, batting in the bottom of the first. The pitch from Binkley. Inside, ball one. And again, we talked about the first inning. Sonny, you brought it up, how it's a struggle as a starting pitcher to find your footing literally on a new mound and this big atmosphere and the pressure of a state title game. A threat going for Lake. Way outside, backhanded nicely by the catcher, Gold. Probably saved a bad wild pitch there. That was way outside.
Your nerves, your emotions, as you said, the atmosphere here, and it's the most underappreciated part of baseball. People don't realize how big an adjustment that is from the bullpen mound to the one in the middle of the infield.
Wagner up in the count 2-0, awaiting the pitch from Binkley. Make it 3-0. Just missed off the outside edge. So now, you would imagine he's taking all the way, but certainly in a bind here is Wyatt Binkley. In the top of the inning, Wagner was able to limit the damage to one run. 3-0 pitch. He is taking, and it's a strike. Wagner still very much in the driver's seat as far as the count is concerned. Wagner, 30 RBI on the season, coming into the state tournament, the top number on the team, and a chance to add to it here. This is chopped toward the hole right side, second baseman ranging and making the play. That's Patterson, gets the out at first. The runners advance to second and third, and it'll be up to Jack Sobczak for the Flyers to score a run here in the first inning. See what Wagner was trying to do there, I think, Sonny. He saw a pretty big hole on the right side, just didn't get enough on it.
Yeah. Pitch outside, too, away from him, so it would have been a very hard ball to try to pull.
So Sobczak tries to play first-inning hero here. He had a single in yesterday's game, 1-for-3, drove in a run and scored a run. Now he steps out as the pitcher steps off. Sobczak back in the box. Sophomore third baseman awaits the pitch, takes a strike. So we've had a lot of action on the base paths already here in the first inning. The Heath Bulldogs left two men on, scored a run. Flyers have two men on here, two out. At second is Blazevich, Kohlhofer at third. Binkley deals. Hit on the ground towards short. In the hole, Green scoops it, fires it, and nips him at first base. Good arm by Caden Green. And Binkley wiggles off the hook. A walk and a hit, but no runs for Lake. After one, Heath leads 1-0. We pause for these messages from your local station. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Are you tired of walking into your own house from the outside heat and there's just nowhere to escape the hot and sticky air? Hi, I'm Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. There's nothing worse than being super uncomfortable in your own home. Call Houston Plumbing and Heating today and get cooled off. Together with York, Houston will help you gain comfort solutions that will save you money and energy. Installation is everything, so install confidence with Houston and York. Call us today where one call still does it all. 740-763-3961. Ohio license number 25394.
Great movies, the big screen, air conditioning, and popcorn. Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater in downtown Newark with the Summer Movie Series. Friday nights and Sunday afternoons, July 12th through August 11th. Movies like Jaws, The Maltese Falcon, Grease, and Singin' in the Rain. The way they were meant to be seen. Tickets are $5 for adults, $3 for children, and free for Licking County seniors over 60. Tickets available in advance or at the door. Details online at MidlandTheater.org.
Now, back to the game. This is Heat Baseball, brought to you by Platinum Motors, the toy store, and Houston Plumbing and Heating.
Ray Horner in the Lake dugout here for us. You know, guys, we've mentioned a few times Canal Park, wonderful host for these state championships. I was talking to a number of their crew. You know, they've been working on this field basically since Thursday night. They come in at 8 in the morning. They leave it around midnight. Same crew stays day and night, day and night. They said to me, they're dragging here as we get into late Sunday afternoon.
No doubt. And we salute them for their work, and we salute them for hosting this tournament. Because it's not a small thing, and it's a sacrifice in many ways for the staff, and we definitely appreciate it. Foul ball off the bat of Wyatt Binkley to start the second, and he takes ball one from his opposite number, Ryan Wagner of Lake. 1-0, Heath with the lead. And the 1-1 pitch up and in.
I think you have to be appreciative of the administration of the Rubber Ducks. Because
this
is a lot of wear and tear on your field.
No doubt.
Which is part of the reason why this is not played in Columbus anymore.
Yep. There's a strike. 2-2.
This is a double-A park,
right.
But that's a triple-A park, and those guys are a little bit picky about the field conditions.
Floater misses, runs the count full. Of course, the other thing in Columbus is they lost the ability to block out days. The league didn't allow them to do that anymore, which really made it difficult. 3-2 pitch, fouled away. But that's another thing about the state of Ohio. We got a lot of great facilities, and we're able to step right over to Akron, another high-level building, and a nice scene here in downtown Akron.
But I think Ken Schnocke always knows exactly how many coins he has in the bank. And when you have to staff, and you got to have ushers, and you got to have your grounds crew and all that, that does add up.
Walk to Binkley begins the second inning. As the count went full, and the Bulldogs are making Ryan Wagner work here in the early going. They scored an unearned run against him in the first. We're now in the second, still 1-0 Heath. Here is Connor Toomey, the hero yesterday. Squares to bunt, takes ball one. Toomey with an RBI triple as it was officially scored, the walk-off winner yesterday in the eighth inning after Binkley had reached on an error. They're scoring to bunt, and they throw down the first. Almost got him. A strike on the bunt attempt as he missed it, and then a nice snap throw by Kohlhofer down to first. They didn't quite get Binkley, but it is a 1-1 count. Now throw to first as they are keeping an eye on Wyatt Binkley, the pitcher who is on board after a leadoff walk. 1-0 Heath. They're trying to add to it here in the second. Toomey bunts it first base side. That's going to go foul and fielded by the first baseman, Tobias. So, two strikes now on Toomey. Do you keep the bunt on or let him swing away?
I think it depends on your confidence in the guy at the plate.
No doubt. Toomey yesterday, before that game-winning hit, had two strikeouts and a walk. One ball, two strikes to him. Wagner deals and misses away. Two balls, two strikes. This is the Division III state championship game. 1-0 Heath as they bat in the top of the second inning. Here's a pitch. Hit hard on the ground and into left. Base hit. in the old third base shortstop hole. Well done by Connor Toomey.
I think you have the same confidence in swinging, though, with a hitter like him that you would have if you ask him to bunt. Because if you can handle the bat, it's a little bit like the same thing.
Yeah, that's a great point. If you're going to get the ball down with a bunt, why not just get a hit?
Why not get a hit? He did. He popped it right through that the hole between short and third base.
So, again, the first two men reach for Heath. And the first inning, they played it just one run. They'll try to do better this time around. Number nine hitter, Paul Gold, the catcher. Throw to second as they had the little wheel look on. And fairly close, but getting back in was Binkley. Gold caught yesterday's game as well. And batted ninth, was 1-for-3 with a single, a strikeout, and a ground out. 351 hitter on the season. He squares to bunt, gets it down. The pitcher fields it. Tough throw over the runner, and he made it to a stretching Caleb Tobias at first base for the out. Well, that is a tough play as he threw it literally over the head of Gold. But Tobias is a tall drink of water himself at first base, and that helped. But second and third with one out.
A lot of things can go wrong on that very play.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And for if you're an umpire, you got to look at where that 45-foot line can go haywire there, too.
Yeah, if the ball hits the runner, you got to... Here's Corbett. He takes a strike. Corbett is, of course, one of the main men, the leadoff man, first team All-Ohio, led the team in runs and stolen bases entering the state tournament. He reached on an error and scored that run in the first inning. Well, one pitch to him is upstairs. Corbett yesterday, 1-for-3 plus a walk. Heath already leading 1-0 and a chance to add to it here in the second against the late right-hander Ryan Wagner. Second and third, one out. And a foul straight back. And what do we say, Sonny? He was on that one.
The
right?
Best fastball he's thrown, too, but he had that timed up pretty good. He has to have either a strikeout or a pop-up here in the infield.
Yep, he's keep that run from scoring.
Exactly.
He's ahead in the count, 1-2, Ryan Wagner is. He deals. Fly ball to center, should be deep enough to score the run. Now maybe. Kuzno's coming in, actually. He makes the catch. He'll throw. It's cut off. They wheel it to the plate and missed it. The run scores. The first baseman Tobias' throw to home was not caught by Kohlhofer, and the run scores to make it 2-0. Boy, I think Kohlhofer knew he needed to get that tag down, Sonny, and he just forgot to bring the ball with him.
I think he had time. He threw it right on the corner of the plate, right where you need to drop it. Just catch it, drop it, make the tag, get the out. I just think he got a little antsy to catch it.
Yep. So Binkley scores to make it 2-0. Heath also moving from second to third was Toomey. Here's Tanner Patterson swinging a foul right near the plate. So Corbett will get credit for the RBI on the sack fly to center field, the second out of the inning. Well, that was a well-placed throw by Cousineau as well. We talk about his ability to track down the fly balls, but that was a perfect throw to the middle of the diamond.
Now, to Kohlhofer's defense, you may only see that play one time a year.
Right.
Executed like that.
Yep.
So it's not like they do it every day.
Ball one to Patterson, levels the count, and he pops that one out of play off to the left. So the Bulldogs have plated a single run in each of the first two innings to this point. Second inning still ongoing. The lead 2-0. Wagner trying to end it right here. 1-2 pitch. And that's going to be hit into short right field and dropped for a base hit. And it's 3-0 Heath. Looked like he went to the changeup there, Sonny. That was a off-speed pitch that was pretty slow. And Patterson did a good job working on it, waiting on it.
I don't mind the speed, but he left it right in the middle of the plate,
right,
about belt high in harm's way, and he didn't miss it.
He was able to hold back and just kind of bloop it into right field. And now here is Hayden Woodward. Danger zone here with this young man. Pitch outside, almost a pitch out there. Kind of looked like it. Woodward, 8 home runs on the year, 46 runs batted in. Yesterday, he had an RBI double, 2 walks, and a strikeout. So 1-for-2. He also scored a run. Now Wagner steps off. Woodward will play next year at the University of Findlay. Runner goes, swing and a miss. Throw down to second is there, and the tag is there, and the out is there. Nice job to hang on to the ball by Blazevich, the second baseman, as he was sort of upended by the sliding runner, Patterson. But Heath scores a run in the second. They lead 2-0. Lake coming to bat in the bottom half as we pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goal. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
Welcome to the home of gridiron legends, the newly renovated Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Walk among the immortals of football inside the Hall of Fame gallery. Here you can stand face-to-face with the men who built America's game. Relive the greatest moments of Super Bowl history in the Lamar Hunt Super Bowl Gallery and stand before the Vince Lombardi Trophy, while the NFL Today Gallery is home to the NFL's most recent record-breaking moments. Plan your visit to the...
Part of the assistant coaching staff for head coach Casey Witt. Two balls, two strikes to the Flyers catcher leading off the third inning. Fastball up and outside. Full count. So the Flyers are certainly making Binkley work. It hasn't been all sunshine and rainbows for him. He's allowed two hits. They've stranded three runners. Three balls, two strikes. That's hit hard the other way to left. Down the line. Could be trouble. It bends. Foul down in the corner. Well, a bid for extra bases by Kohlhofer. Game of inches, Sonny.
Another good at-bat for Kohlhofer, too.
Yeah.
We talked about that when he led off the game, and he saw every pitch in the arsenal for Wyatt Binkley.
Yeah, Kohlhofer worked a walk that time and nearly had extra bases on that.
The reason that's so important is the guy in the on-deck circle may be able to get a pattern of pitches, so when he gets up there, he may know what to expect.
No doubt. That's what you love to see out of a leadoff man, too. So back in the box, Kohlhofer awaiting the payoff pitch again. He works another walk. That is well done. That's just a good solid at-bat. Twice by Kohlhofer. So now here's Drew Tablick. He struck out looking after Kohlhofer's walk in the first inning.
Todd, we've been talking about art for 2 days. There's the art of the leadoff man.
Yes, very, very well done by Kohlhofer. Tablick trying to start a rally for the Lake Flyers. And now he steps out of the box. Might they try a hit and run or something to juice things up? We'll see. Binkley from the stretch gets a swing and a miss from Tablick. No balls and a strike. That was not a fastball. Started him off with, I think it was a changeup. Speed gun says 69 miles an hour. So he's worked in about a 20 mile an hour range from mid to upper 60s to mid to upper 80s. Throw to first, diving back in, Kohlhofer. Kohlhofer on with the leadoff walk. He has 25 steals and 27 attempts on the season. So definitely looking to run. Tablick squares the bunt, takes a close one, ball one.
Well, the value of having that extreme range and speeds, we're in the third inning, and how many really good swings have you seen them have against Wyatt Binkley?
Not many. Tablick will try to get a good swing here. The count is even, a ball, a strike. Runner at first, nobody out. Oh, he fooled him again. What an off-speed pitch, and Tablick had a big hack at it. That one says 68 on the board. And he pulled the string on him and shown Tablick some respect. Not coming into him with a fastball. Now it's 1-2. Advantage to Wyatt Binkley. The Heath right-hander will wheel the first, and Chase Kulhoff are back to the bag.
Well, high school baseball is so predicated on hitting the fastball. If you can do what Wyatt Binkley's doing, you can really make people look silly.
He's ahead in the count, one ball, two strikes. He deals to Tablick. Downstairs. So two balls, two strikes. Binkley, one of eight seniors on this Bulldog squad. And they're hoping to the championship would be third. Two balls, two strikes. Tablick awaiting the pitch. Runner goes. It's hit slowly on the ground to short. Green boots it. He let it get under his glove, and that'll lead to first and third with nobody out. I think he was thinking about going to second there, Sonny, and tried to get maybe a little too fancy and forgot to catch the ball.
Well, maybe you're some indecision.
What am I doing?
Yeah, if I catch this, when I catch this, what am I going to do with it? I really think that's what he was thinking about.
Because Kulhoffer, that would have taken a tremendous play to get the lead runner. But I think that's what he was thinking about and just didn't catch the ball. So now Blazevich will bat. Jay Blazevich, runners on the corners, nobody out. A big opening here for Lake. They trail 3-0. Bottom of the third inning. Binkley comes set. His pitch bloop towards second. It will be caught by the second baseman Patterson for the first out. Let's see what Ray Horner has down in the dugout.
You guys, you mentioned the shortstop. I think he was looking up. Agreed. But credit Kulhoffer here. You guys mentioned he comes from a baseball family. That was good baseball smarts. He never stopped at second because the ball didn't go that deep into the outfield. He kept turning and made it to third easily.
Yeah, he read that immediately. That's a good point, Ray. Absolutely. Now, Heath getting some defensive instructions from the catcher. Gold out front of the plate as Ryan Wagner steps in, the cleanup man and the pitcher.
Todd, here's another point. They got to score.
Yeah, they need this for some momentum.
They've got to score right here.
First and third, one out. Wagner will try to deliver at least one run. Runner from first goes. They pump down to third and don't throw it, so an easy steal for Tablick, who continues to extend his own school record. He had two yesterday. That one gives him 37 on the year. So two runners in scoring position for Wagner. He had RBI in the regional final, a two-run single in the regional semifinal. Yesterday he drove in a run as well. There's the pitch. Good off speed. Strike one. Drop that in there. Did Wyatt Binkley. Man at second, Tablick. And at third, Kulhoffer. Lake trying to get back in it. Down 3-0 here in the bottom of the third. Binkley slowing his pace on the mound. Delivers the 1-1. Hit on the ground towards short. They'll go to third and get the tag and get the out. A run does score. It's 3-1 Heath. Wagner will get an RBI as Kulhoffer scored. Tablick was put out 6-5, and now with two outs, Jack Sobczak steps in with a runner at first. So, really conceding the run were the Flyers there, not playing the infield in, but they managed to knock off the lead runner, and Sobczak steps in. He rounded to short his only time up. Fouls that one back. Sobczak yesterday had a hit, drove in a run, scored a run. It's 3-1 now. Heath with the lead. Sobczak, a sophomore, has played in all 33 games. There's a throw to first. Oh, it got away. Wild throw. Wagner's up and running. He's making the turn. He's coming for third. Here's the throw from Patterson to third. And tag. Got him. Put the tag on at third. Did Dansby. And Wagner's knocked off. Great play by the second baseman, Tanner Patterson, who went into foul territory and tracked down that errant pickoff throw and threw a seed to third to end the inning. Lake does score. It's 3-1 Heath. As we go to the fourth, let's pause for these messages from your local station. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Been in an accident? Car need a little TLC? At Newark Auto Body and Zanesville Auto Body, safe, reliable collision repairs are their business. Local, family run, veteran owned, and serving Newark, Zanesville, and surrounding areas, they work with all insurance providers to make your experience hassle free. Ask about special discounts for military veterans. Go to AutoBodyOfNewark.com or AutoBodyOfZanesville.com to get started. Their iCar Gold Class technicians will make your vehicle like new again.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Baer with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our integrity service department so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it. Or we can get it for you. The car market may have changed in the last few years, but one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors. 1352 Hebron Road, Heath, and online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
This is Heat Baseball, brought to you by Platinum Motors, the toy store, and Houston Plumbing and Heating.
The Lake Flyers only sent four men to the plate in the third inning, but they scored a run. There was a walk, an error, and a ground ball that produced a run. And then a tremendous defensive play by Tanner Patterson, the Heath second baseman. After the pitcher threw it away on a pickoff move, he chased the ball down into the foul territory and threw to third to knock off Ryan Wagner, who is now on the mound for Lake to pitch the top of the fourth. It's 3-1, Heath with the lead.
It's an aggressive play, but I think it's worthwhile, as we talked about during the break, because when you pick that ball up, you got to mitigate a 175-foot throw to get him at third base, and they did it.
Yeah, I mean, if you have that play again, if you're Ryan Wagner and you're Coach Witt, you come to third every time.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Patterson just made a perfect throw. Here is a ball and then a strike to Wyatt Binkley.
It is still the state finals, the championship finals, but it's still high school baseball.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's a tough play. Long throw, as you said. Here's a high fly ball to short right field toward the line coming over. Atkins makes the play. Corbin Atkins. Long run. And again, there's not a ton of wind, but what wind there is pushing things toward that right field line when you get them up in the air like that. So here's Connor Toomey. Toomey singled and scored in the second inning. 3-1 Heath, we're in the fourth. Strike on the outside corner from Ryan Wagner. Wagner trying to get into a rhythm here after a rough first two innings. There's a nice off speed, and Toomey swung right over it.
Well, the best thing about this inning for Ryan Wagner, he got the leadoff man out.
Yeah, exactly.
That's always a positive if you're searching for him.
He's not done it until this inning. He got an error, let the leadoff man on in the first, then a walk in the second and the third. He missed there, so it's 1-2, and now a foul ball. This is the Division III state championship game. Heath leads 3-1 as they bat in the top of the fourth inning. Wagner deals and is hit in the air. Left field, Aiden Young over, loses his hat, picks it off, coming toward the line to retire Connor Toomey. Let's pause 10 seconds here for station ID on the OHSAA radio network.
Play ball. It's... This is Heath Bulldog Baseball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, K98.7.
Number 9 batter for Heath. Climbs into that right-hand batter's box and takes a strike. So Ryan Wagner now, for what it's worth, has retired 5 in a row after giving up 3 hits and 3 runs through the first two innings. There's one that just missed. 1 ball, 1 strike. 1-1, swing and a miss. Again, a good off-speed pitch from Wagner.
Well, if his coach told him that just establish the fastball, the curveball will come, it has arrived.
Yeah, exactly right.
It's here.
Here it is. I'll try and hit this. That one's a little upstairs.
It's a good pitch, though. That's a competitive non-strike.
76 miles an hour, that's his fastball. And that one, in much the same place, is taken again by Gold and has run the count full. Two outs, nobody on. Wagner looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Uh-oh, this is drilled to left, down the line, way on back there, but luckily foul. Luckily for the Lake Flyers, that is. Paul Gold really turned on one there, Sonny, but out in front of it.
That may have gone in a parking garage at the hospital.
Yeah.
First hop.
Yeah, that thing was really crushed out there into foul territory, as they say here, F-O-W-L.
That's another first for the state tournament if it did.
So, full count again. Gold back in the box. Wagner on the hill. The pitch. Swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. Boy, did he pull probably two strings on that one, and he gets the strikeout. So 1-2-3 inning. Lake coming to bat in the fourth. They trail Heath 3-1. We pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the state baseball tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Here's to the ones who put in the work, the no-days-off rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low-fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns motivation Monday into flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with chocolate milk. The official beverage of high school sports is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
You are listening to the State Championship High School Baseball Tournament on the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network.
On to the bottom of the fourth, it is Heath 3 and Lake 1 as the Flyers come to bat. Well, we talked about that right field line, Ray Horner. Down over that way is Akron Children's Hospital, right?
Indeed, and Ducks throughout the baseball season always honor Akron Children's Hospital, big sponsor for Rubber Ducks baseball, but they always honor the kids. They'll bring the kids with the hospital to the windows, and the team always honors them. They tip the cap. It's a wonderful relationship. You see a lot of that sometimes at Iowa with football and such. They do it right here with baseball in Akron, with Akron Children's Hospital and the Akron Rubber Ducks.
Yeah, that's awesome. Strike one to Sobzak to begin the bottom of the fourth inning for the Lake Flyers, who trail 3-1. That pitch outside from Wyatt Binkley. The Flyers have made Binkley work throughout this game. It's not been easy, even though he's held them to one run through three innings. This is a line drive up the middle. That's a base hit. Boy, Jack Sobzak jumped on that one and hit it with authority. Well done by the sophomore, Binkley.
Well, they may be trailing still two runs at 3-1, but Ryan Wagner has given them a breath of life and some hope, and that's a lift when you come out and you have an inning like he had, 1-2-3.
Yep, 46 pitches now for Binkley just in the fourth inning. Here's Aiden Young, tried to bunt. Apparently missed it, not foul. It skips away from the catcher, but no advancement. So Young, and I think that was a strike, or was it not?
Right.
Did he offer at it?
I thought he had the bat pulled back
all
in
right
time.
They did put a ball on the board, so it was not an offer. So it's 1-0 to Aiden Young. Pulls back. This time it is a strike.
Now, the fact that you are down 3-1, you don't have a lot of room for a margin of error here. So if you're going to get a bunt down, you got to get it down. You have to execute in this situation.
Aiden Young struck out looking his only time up today. Runner at first, nobody out. He pulls back the bunt again, ball two. And it looks like Binkley's sticking with the high heat, which is a tough ball to bunt. Aiden Young yesterday was 0-for-2 with a walk. Lead off single by Sobzak. He's at first. There's an offered bunt that missed for strike two.
I think you played enough baseball. They're all tough to bunt.
Yeah, they are. People say, well, nobody can bunt anymore. Well, yeah. it ain't that easy.
Babe Ruth didn't do it much.
No, he sure didn't. Two balls, two strikes, now to Young. You would think the sacrifice is off with two strikes. He swings away and hits a ball to left field. Corbett will get under it and make the play. So Aiden Young is retired. One out. And now Caleb Tobias will be the batter for Lake.
Well, he didn't execute because now you've lost an out. You still got the runner first base, and you're in jeopardy of the double play.
Tobias also struck out his first time up. Senior, standout basketball player for the Flyers, was second team all Northern Buckeye Conference. Swing and a miss. Coming into the state tournament, Tobias, 221 batter, 17 runs batted in. 3-1, Heath with the lead, Lake batting in the bottom of the fourth. The 0-1 pitch from Binkley. Fouled off, back up off the facing of the sweet level and back down to the front row. So now two strikes to Caleb Tobias. Wyatt Binkley fires and that's fouled back, skips off the screen and upstairs, just at the top of the screen. So it remains nothing and two on Caleb Tobias. Wyatt Binkley working with the runner at first to one out. Runner goes. That is hit foul, third base side. So we've seen that quite a few times, Sonny. Lake trying to use that hit and run. Get something going.
Well, in this particular case, again, the importance of getting the sacrifice down, and that runner moved up, which they couldn't do. So plan B is put on the hit and run.
Still nothing and two to Caleb Thomas, or Tobias, excuse me. No runner going, and here is a two-hopper to short. Backing up on it, though, Green will have to throw to first to get the out. Two down, runner at second, brings up Connor Eck. Eck had a single into right field. He was almost thrown out at first base by Riley Baum, who was playing very shallow. Eck, a chance to drive in a run here. He's only got 9 RBI on the season. But a chance for one right here. Two outs, runner at second. That's Jack Sobczak. Off speed and a dandy from Binkley breaks right in there for strike one.
Well, we saw the lack of timely hitting really doom Rushi last night in that Division Four play, because Division Four game. And the same situation now faces Lake.
See if Eck can come up with a two-out hit. Binkley missed with a fastball. One ball, one strike. Connor Eck, the senior designated hitter. Awaits the 1-1 pitch. Long look in by Binkley. Now he is set. And pitching. Hit the other way to second base. Patterson makes the play. So leadoff single, but then three straight outs for Lake in the fourth. On to the fifth. It remains Heath 3, Lake 1. As we pause for these messages from your local station, this is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Are you tired of walking into your own house from the outside heat and there's just nowhere to escape the hot and sticky air? Hi, I'm Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. There's nothing worse than being super uncomfortable in your own home. Call Houston Plumbing and Heating today and get cooled off. Together with York, Houston will help you gain comfort solutions that will save you money and energy. Installation is everything, so install confidence with Houston and York. Call us today where one call still does it all. 740-763-3961. Ohio license number 25394.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the toy store in Thornville.
Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the toy store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trails.
Now, back to the game. This is Heat Baseball, brought to you by Platinum Motors, the toy store, and Houston Plumbing and Heating.
3-1, Heath with the lead in this Division III state championship game at Canal Park at Akron. Coming to bat at the top of the fifth, the Heath Bulldogs with that lead. And it's the top of the lineup. Connor Corbett, Tanner Patterson, Hayden Woodward, maybe more.
I hate to put more pressure on Ryan Wagner than's necessary, but he has to do that again. He's got to keep them right here and give his team a chance.
He's retired six in a row. He misses with ball one to Corbett to begin the at-bat. Corbett reached on an error and scored. Sack fly as well. Takes down 2-0. Corbett, right-hand batting left fielder, drives this one toward left center, and it is going to get down for a hit. Left fielder Young came in and fielded it on a hop.
Well, that's an aluminum bat hit.
Yes.
That's the reason I've never been a big fan of metal bats, because if that's a wood bat, that's a broken bat and a pop-up shortstop.
Almost and out. Surely, yes. Tanner Patterson now. Left-hand batting second baseman takes a ball low. Patterson 2-for-2 thus far in the game, an RBI single, and a single in the first. Also had that great defensive play to end the inning by throwing a man out at third. Strike called. Patterson went and retrieved an errant pickoff throw. Found the right field line and threw to third to knock off Ryan Wagner, who tried to go corner to corner.
Yeah, when we went to the aluminum bat, they said it's a cost-saving thing. Have you seen the price of a good aluminum bat
yeah.
compared to a good maple bat?
They're pretty pricey.
And they break.
They do.
They do break.
Now Wagner steps off again. Of course, they did also change the composition of those bats, 10, 15 years ago now, the so-called BB core bats that deadened the bat considerably. And that's why home runs now are very much a rarity in high school baseball. One ball, one strike. That ball's hit on the ground a second. It's booted, and they'll get nobody. So an error by Jay Blazevich. That ball was hit right at him. Tailor-made, Sonny, double play written all over it.
Well, that is unfortunate, because you're fighting to stay in this game. Every out's important. Every at-bat's important. And if you can get your pitcher out of the inning right there without putting additional stress on him, you have to do it. And now we got a mound visit.
Now let's go downstairs to Ray Horner while that meeting is happening, Ray. Well,
thanks, Todd. You guys were talking about Patterson, and, you know, I think it's worth noting that he also made a terrific defensive play in yesterday's game, if you remember, on a ball that was going up the middle, made the backhanded stop and the throw on the out, which was a key play. You mentioned the play down the right field line, and he's hit the ball hard about every time up. You know, you could almost say that he has been their most outstanding player here through the first couple of games.
Certainly could make that argument, absolutely. Now the mound visit is over. Yesterday, Patterson didn't officially get a hit, but he hit in that line drive double play, you may recall, yesterday.
Now, Hayden Woodward's at the plate. Here's a guy you don't want to take the bat out of his hand and make him bunt, but first and second, nobody out, you do the math.
Most of the time you would bunt, but Woodward has 8 home runs. And he's swinging away, and he fouls it back. So the first two men have reached for Heath here in the fifth inning.
Same situation that, frankly, Lake had the last inning. The last thing you want to do is hit into a double play here.
The pitch on the ground is short. Tablick scoops it to Blazevich, turns it over, double play. The Lake Flyers get that double play as Connor Corbett moved to third, but now two outs. And that was another room service double play ball, a ground ball right to the shortstop where he was stationed. Didn't have to move an inch. So
I think we just talked about that.
But still work to do with Caden Green at the dish and a man at third. Two outs. Ryan Wagner deals it and gets a strike.
Now it's important for Ryan Wagner here to remember I got two open bases. So make good pitches, tough pitches, change speeds.
You know, one is chopped on the ground, charging into third baseman Sobczak. Throw across, got him.
What a job.
Nice job by Ryan Wagner. Works around a leadoff hit and an error to get out of the inning unscathed. On to the bottom of the fifth. Heath 3, Lake 1. Let's pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the state baseball tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goal. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. After the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
Welcome to the home of Gridiron Legends, the newly renovated Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Walk among the immortals of football inside the Hall of Fame gallery. Here you can stand face-to-face with the men who built America's game. Relive the greatest moments of Super Bowl history in the Lamar Hunt Super Bowl Gallery and stand before the Vince Lombardi Trophy. While the NFL Today Gallery is home to the NFL's most recent record-breaking moments. Plan your visit to the Pro Football Hall of Fame today at ProFootballHOF.com.
You are listening to the State Championship High School Baseball Tournament on the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Heath leads Lake 3-1 in this Division III State Championship game. Lake coming to bat, and they're looking to stir something up here offensively. Hitters 9-1-2 due up against Heath right-hander Wyatt Binkley. This is Corbin Adkins. Leading off for the Flyers. Takes the ball outside. Adkins, left-hand batting right fielder. Had an RBI single in the regional final win over Coldwater. Just his ninth RBI of the season. Swing and a miss here. Adkins grounded out to second, his first time up. Yesterday also playing right field, batting ninth, was 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. One pitch, hit softly on two hops to the first baseman who will race to the bag and win the race. Woodward got there first by about a half step in front of Atkins. One out. And here's Kohlhofer, who's had two tremendous at-bats, worked two walks.
And scored their only run.
He was stranded in the first inning, but did score in the third. Scored on a ground ball. Binkley brings the first pitch, and it's a strike.
You know, Todd, we were talking about yesterday counting outs at this stage of the game. This is a team that desperately needs base runners right now, and if you've got a drag bunt in your arsenal, if you can put the ball on the ground and make them make a play, this is the time to do it because they got to get people on base.
Check swing, and it's ball one to Kohlhofer. Lake trailing 3-1 as they bat in the bottom of the fifth. There's one shot the other way, picked at third by Dansby, moving toward the hole, and a strike across the diamond to Woodward for the second out. And that was a pretty tough play that Jaden Dansby made look easy. As he picked it off on a hard hop and threw a laser across. So sharply hit ball by Kohlhofer, but he's out. And now it's Drew Tablick with two outs and nothing happening. Lake trails 3-1. Tablick takes ball one. He is 0-for-2. He reached on an error and stole a base.
1-0 pitch. That's fouled back out of play. Tablick leads the team in hits, runs, doubles, triples. Has one of their two home runs. Leads the team in steals, batting average, on base, slugging. And he's 12-0 on the mound. 1-1 pitch is a strike. 1-2 in the outside corner. Well, Wyatt Binkley has now retired 5 in a row, looking to make it 6. 2 outs, nobody on in the 5th. 1-2 pitch. Off speed, stayed up and in. Keith had taken a couple of steps towards the dugout unanimously around the infield, but had to get back to their appointed stations for the 2-ball, 2-strike pitch from Binkley. Swing and a miss on a fastball. He blew it by him. So the Flyers go in order in the 5th inning. On to the 6th. Heath 3, Lake 1 in this D3 title game. Let's pause for these messages from your local station. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network. Brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Bear with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our Integrity Service Department so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it. Or we can get it for you. The car market may have changed in the last few years, but one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors. 1352 Hebron Road, Heath. And online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
Desserts Bakery. For over 8 years, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath, directly across from Wyand Avenue. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love the sweetness of.
You're listening to Heat Baseball on Kate 98.7, brought to you by Platinum Motors, the Toy Store, and Houston Plumbing and Heating.
5 innings in the books in this Division III state championship game, and the Heath Bulldogs lead 3-1. They scored a run in the first that was unearned. They also scored a run in the second thanks to an error. One of the two runs scored on an error. And they have made it stand up to this point, 3-1. They bat in the top of the 6th. Riley Baum will lead it off. And the first pitch to him, off speed. Ryan Wagner misses outside. Wagner has allowed 3 runs, 2 of them earned. As he falls behind 2-0 here. Working quickly, Wagner fires, and a bunt attempt, but pulled back, ball 3. Nope, 2-1, excuse me. Wagner now slows his roll as he steps off the back of the rubber, comes back on top, 2-1 pitch. On the ground is short. Tablick throws across for the out.
I continue to be impressed with Drew Tablick's athleticism as a baseball player. He plays shortstop every bit, as I mentioned earlier, every bit as well as he pitched yesterday. His footwork's really impressive.
So Jaden Dansby now will bat. Fly out and a strikeout today for Dansby. First pitch taking a strike on the outside corner.
If the coach from Toledo's listening, you got yourself a good one.
Strike 2. And Hayden Woodward has gone to warm up for Heath in the bullpen. Their first baseman, he's warming up right now. There's a foul back off the bat of Dansby. 3-1, Heath with the lead. They're in the driver's seat here in this Division III championship game. Off speed, just off the outside corner. The Lake fans wanted that one. Dansby survives and awaits a 1-2 pitch. Hit to center field. Cousineau back and to his right. Crouches down onto a knee to make the catch. Again, Cousineau makes it look easy on a ball that was hit pretty hard to left center field.
For a youngin', he plays that position really nicely. We talked about that in the first inning on the ball he outran over his head.
So now Wyatt Binkley bats with two outs and nobody on. Ryan Wagner sort of gotten in a groove here, but maybe too late for his team. There's a ball upstairs. He retired him in order in the fourth, allowed just a walk in the third. There's a swing and a miss. In the fifth, he gave up a hit, and then an error put two men on, but he got a double play. One ball, one strike here. Strike two.
Here's an observation about a kid like Caden Cousineau. If you can play center field like that, you can play at the next level and maybe not hit more 230 or 240 because that's such a hard position to play.
Meanwhile, strike three called to Wyatt Binkley as Wagner got that curveball in, snuck it by him for a 1-2-3 inning. Lake comes to bat in the bottom of the sixth. They trail Heath 3-1. We pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
Did you know that soy protein helps today's student athletes score goals, ace their serves, and cross the finish line? Soy is a great protein option that helps build muscle, reduces inflammation, and helps with muscle recovery after exercise. Adding both soy and animal protein to your diet makes for a winning combination. For more about the benefits of soy protein, the Ohio Soybean Council invites you to visit soysecrets.com. The Ohio Soybean Council, sustaining life, respecting nature.
It's State Tournament Baseball on the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network.
The Lake Flyers need to make something happen here in the bottom of the sixth. They trail 3-1 in this Division III state championship game. Hitters 3, 4, and 5 due up for Coach Casey Witt's Flyers. Jay Blazevich, Ryan Wagner, Jack Sobczak against the Heath right-hander Wyatt Binkley. First pitch of the sixth inning. Foul ball the other way. Off to the right side by Blazevich, who has a single and a pop-up so far today. 3-1 lead for the Heath Bulldogs. Pitch from Binkley. Tapped back to the mound. Backing up over the back of the mound to field it. And throwing him out is Binkley. Tough play there as that ball was hit high on the second bounce there, and he had to backpedal his way over the top of the mound, back down the backside. And he maneuvered around all of that to get the out. Now it's Ryan Wagner, the pitcher due up here for Lake. Big spot here. Flyers need to get something going. They're down to their final five outs, and they trail by two runs. Binkley misses to begin the at-bat. Coming back with the 1-0 pitch. Here's Binkley. Fastball strike. Wyatt Binkley. Thus far, been up to the challenge. Allowed just the one run. He misses there, 2-0.
And one run on just three hits.
Yeah, he's been very good.
He's almost, it's like he's got them hypnotized at home plate. When you can change speed and throw three pitches like he has for strikes.
Two balls and a strike. The senior right-hander kicks and deals and gets strike two. Brian Wagner at the plate. He grounded out twice, but one of them drove in a run. Two balls, two strikes. Here's Binkley. That is a high chopper to the third baseman coming toward the mound. Guns across, safe. high throw. Probably score that a base hit. That ball was just hit high in the air, and Dansby had to wait and wait and wait. And it's going to be an infield hit for Wagner.
What kind of chop was that?
It was a, I don't know, that might have been a Baltimore slash...
Akron?
That's a Baltimore Akron chop. That thing went high in the air. He hit it maybe a foot in front of the plate.
I know he did.
And it just bounced to maybe 20, 30 feet in the air. Now it's Jack Sobczak. He had a solid single his last time up. There's a fastball away. He also has grounded out to shortstop. 3-1. Heath leading. They're looking for their third state championship. It'll be their first since 2007. There's a wave and a miss there by Sobczak. Count now level at a ball of strike. Aiden Young on deck. Flyers need base runners. They need action.
They need an extra base hit right here.
Certainly would add to the cause. Sobczak takes one low. Two balls and a strike.
Well, if they don't get an extra base hit, Todd, they got to hit a ball in the outfield. That's a tough play for one of the outfielders because you may dive for it, you get behind you, go a long way, and now you're in business.
Well, they're playing him to pull as far as the center fielder is concerned. A little bit off to the left. There's a swing and a foul back. So it's two balls, two strikes to Jack Sobczak, the Lake Flyers third baseman. Jack has played in every game this season. Second best batting average on the team coming into the state tournament at 360. He's had two hits in the state tournament. Oh, what a beautiful off-speed pitch. Strike three called. Binkley paints the inside corner with that nasty off-speed there, Sonny.
He's made pitches like that all day. I mean, he's been very, very impressive. Like I said, he hypnotized Object right with that pitch for strike three.
He hypnotized me.
He had no shot of hitting that ball.
Fifth strikeout. Here's Aiden Young with a runner at first and two outs. He takes one upstairs.
You just said something I think is even more impressive. You know, as good as he's been, strikes. He has induced, he has pitched to contact and has been equally effective.
He's pitched around four hits and a couple of walks. Here's one hit the other way on the ground slowly, but it trickles through and to right for a base hit for Aiden Young. Well, they had him played more up the middle by the second baseman Patterson that time, Sonny, and Young was able to get that one through the right side.
That was a C&I hit.
No doubt. Well, you know, sometimes you need those to spark a rally. We'll see if Caleb Tobias can keep it going with first and second and two outs. 3-1 Heath. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Lake batting. Looking to mount a comeback. Tobias, 0-for-2 today. A strikeout and a ground out. He had two hits and two RBI yesterday. He shoots one on the ground to first. Big hop late right to Woodward's chest, and he goes to first for the out. Pretty hard hit ball, but it's a third out of the inning. So Lake gets two hits, but they don't score. On to the seventh. The Heath Bulldogs looking to play add-on. They lead the state championship game 3-1. We pause for these messages from your local station. This is the state baseball tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Are you tired of walking into your own house from the outside heat and there's just nowhere to escape the hot and sticky air? Hi, I'm Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. There's nothing worse than being super uncomfortable in your own home. Call Houston Plumbing and Heating today and get cooled off. Together with York, Houston will help you gain comfort solutions that will save you money and energy. Installation is everything, so install confidence with Houston and York. Call us today where one call still does it all. 740-763-3961. Ohio license number 25394.
Every vehicle on our lot is sold with integrity. This is Bill Bear with Platinum Motors. All of our cars are inspected by our integrity service department so you can be certain you're buying a vehicle you can rely on. Whether it's for a new driver or one for the whole family, Platinum has it. Or we can get it for you.
The car market may have changed in the last few years, but one thing that hasn't is the importance of trust. We sell quality at Platinum Motors. 1352 Hebron Road, Heath, and online at PlatinumMotorsHeath.com.
This is Heat Baseball, brought to you by Platinum Motors, the toy store, and Houston Plumbing and Heating.
The Heath Bulldogs come to bat for what they hope is the final time in 2024. They lead 3-1 in this state championship game. They'd also like to have make it a productive last time at bat, Sonny Folks. Always nice to play add-on late with the lead and take the pressure off.
Well, especially if that lead's only two runs, because all you need is a walk, an error, a base hit, and a bomb.
Right.
We've got a whole new ball game.
Brian Wagner out to work the seventh, as he has worked the first six.
And by the way, just ask Hamilton Baden if that isn't the truth.
Check that new pitcher. For Lake is Jay Blazevich.
Yeah, just ask Hamilton Baden if that doesn't happen.
Yeah, Baden gave up three runs in the seventh and lost today earlier to West Branch. So Blazevich has replaced Ryan Wagner. So Wagner goes the first six. So we'll check the other changes here. Ryan Wagner moves over to third base as a strike is in there to Carter Toomey. Leadoff man in the seventh for Heath. They lead 3-1. Toomey, a single and a run scored. He's flown out to left. There is strike two. Blazevich came on and got the final out of the regional final win over Coldwater. Jack Sobczak moved from third, where Wagner is now, over to second, where Blazevich was. Blazevich now pitching. There's a blooper foul into the dugout right side. So Blazevich comes in to pitch. Sobczak moves from third to second. And now at third is Wagner. Top of the seventh, Heath batting, leading 3-1. Connor Toomey, down two strikes, awaits the pitch from Jay Blazevich. And he missed. And Ryan Wagner pitched his best ball the last three or four innings. But I think it speaks to how important this inning is that Coach Witt made the change to bring in Blazevich. They need a zero on the board. And a slow hit ball to third. Wagner, his first chance, that's moving off the mound. Throws high, head first slide, safe. Well, the throw did not take the first baseman off the bag, but it didn't quite have enough oomph on it to beat Toomey to the base.
The importance of executing offensively and defensively late in games. You have so little margin of error now with three outs left.
So Toomey reaches with the infield hit, brings up catcher Paul Gold. And again, Ryan Wagner just off the pitcher's mound, his first chance at third base, had to make a good throw, and it wasn't a bad throw per se, but it just wasn't with the zip that he needed. And hustling over there was Toomey. Even with the head first slide, he beat the throw. There's a bunt pulled back by Gold for ball one. Now, we talked about that, Sonny, a lot of head first slides into first base. I've always thought that was said that that slows you down.
I think kids do it because they feel it's a hustle play.
Right.
But, yes, it does slow your momentum.
1-0 pitch, bunted at by Gold and foul. Heath batting, top of the seventh. They lead 3-1. They would like some insurance.
As long as your feet and legs are connected to the ground, that's the engine in the car.
No doubt. Gold, 1-for-2 today with a sacrifice, trying to do that again. Squares, bunts, a good one, first base side, pass the pitcher who catches up to it, flips it to first from the ground for the out. Blazevich got the out, now they throw to third, the runner got greedy, he's out. Great throw across the diamond by the first baseman, Caleb Tobias. And Lake uses some defensive wizardry to get two outs on a sacrifice attempt. How about that?
Very impressive all the way around. First of all, the pitcher made a tremendous athletic play to get to that ball and then scoop it to the first baseman who was, somebody said, hey, third base, and he was aware enough to, and he threw it right on the bag.
He sure did. So Connor Corbett bats with nobody out, or nobody on, and two outs, and sends one to foul territory, short right field, first baseman Tobias has it. So Lake will try to take that defensive wizardry momentum to the bottom of the seventh. They need at least two runs to extend the season. Heath 3, Lake 1 in this D3 championship game. We pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the state baseball tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Here's to the ones who put in the work. The no days off, rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low-fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns motivation Monday into flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with chocolate milk. The official beverage of high school sports is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
You can stay in the game long after your playing days are done. Become an OHSAA contest official. Log on to OHSAA.org for more information.
Bottom of the seventh, Lake needs two runs at least to stay alive, three to win the championship. 3-1, Heath. Great play to get two outs on that sacrifice last half inning down in the dugout, Ray Horner. And we didn't take into account the great anticipation at third base by Wagner.
Yeah, it looked bleak there for a second, didn't it, guys? But the bunt goes to first base side. They shuffled off the first base. Wagner was charging, had to hustle all the way back to third base. Tobias's throw on the money, and they get the double play. Great hustle by Wagner.
Great smarts and awareness. So here's Connor Eck to try and start something against Wyatt Binkley, who wants to go the distance to pitch his team to the state championship. First pitch of the seventh, strike in the outside corner. And this orange-clad throng here from Heath is ready to roar. They've come in force from Licking County to Akron to root on their Bulldogs. 0-1 pitch. Eck, weak roller to the pitcher. Binkley flips it to Woodward, one out. So Corbin Atkins now the batter. Binkley through six and a third has allowed five hits and only one run. He's walked two, he has struck out five. And he's two outs away from getting mobbed on the mound. Atkins 0 for 2 steps into the left-hand batter's box. The pitch to the Lake right fielder, swing and a miss. The Bulldogs are 27-2. The Flyers 28-4, both top 10 teams all year. And they're squaring off here for all the marbles. Foul ball back to the screen. No balls, two strikes. Wyatt Binkley trying to finish what he started. He's at 89 pitches. Plenty of gas left in his tank. He stares over the top of his mitt, sees what he wants, and pitches. Fouled just barely by Atkins. That ball came up and in, and somehow he got a bat on it there, Sonny. Didn't look like he was going to come up with that.
It came right off his fist.
Yeah, I mean, it goes right in his kitchen. So another 0-2 pitch coming from Binkley to Corbin Atkins. Heath two outs away from a title. Pop up, short right field, could be trouble. Second baseman out, and he'll catch it in front of the right fielder. Tanner Patterson brings it in. Two outs.
I was just about to make the point, too,
But if you hit a ball deep in the outfield here, you got to scald it now because the wind is blowing directly in and briskly.
Yes, it has taken a turn and picked up some speed as well. So anything in the air is going to get batted back to the infield. Gavin Kohlhofer stands between Heath and a state championship. The late catcher, 0 for 1, 2 walks. He has scored a run. Check swing, up and in, ball one. Kohlhofer trying to start a two-out rally for Lake. They're down 3-1. Down to their final out. Wyatt Binkley pitches. Shot to short, caught by Caden Green. And the Heath Bulldogs are state champions in Division III. Wyatt Binkley goes the distance. And the Bulldogs mob the pitcher at the mound and finish 28-2. Their third state championship. Final score in this one. The Heath Bulldogs 3 and the Lake Flyers 1. Tremendous performance by Binkley. He throws a five-hitter, allowing just one run. And the Heath Bulldogs of Coach Tom Warren have claimed the Division III state championship. We'll come back with post-game coverage, trophy presentations, and more after we pause for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Max Preps is your source for high school sports, from schedules to stats, live scores, rosters, video, and photos. Max Preps has it all. And when you download the Max Preps app, you can add your favorite teams and get notified on the go. Have your own personalized scoreboards and stay updated on the latest news surrounding your high school team. As a proud partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Max Preps wishes every student athlete and coach out there a very successful season.
Welcome to the home of Gridiron Legends, the newly renovated Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Walk among the immortals of football inside the Hall of Fame gallery. Here you can stand face to face with the men who built America's game. Relive the greatest moments of Super Bowl history in the Lamar Hunt Super Bowl Gallery and stand before the Vince Lombardi Trophy. While the NFL Today Gallery is home to the NFL's most recent record-breaking moments. Plan your visit to the Pro Football Hall of Fame today at ProFootballHOF.com.
Practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goal. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. Naturally, game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
This isn't Madison Square Garden. These drills probably won't make anyone a number one draft pick. But these players are practicing for something important. While they work on their jump shots, they're also learning teamwork, discipline, self-confidence, how to deal with wins and losses. Skills that will make them winners long after they leave the court. Support high school activities in your community. Because when kids take part, they get set for life.
You are listening to the State Championship High School Baseball Tournament on the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network.
3-1, the Heath Bulldogs defeat the Lake Flyers in this Division III State Championship game. The Bulldogs of Coach Tom Warren claim the school's third championship, all in Division III. We're going to go downstairs to talk with Coach. Here's Ray Horner.
Yeah, here's Coach Tom Warren with us. Coach, congratulations. Your first state title. Absolutely. Talk about this game.
Well, we scored three early runs. I thought maybe we'd score some more. We didn't. We made it hold up. Wyatt Binkley worked his butt off out there. I'm so proud of these guys. This has been their goal all year long, coming back up here and try to get us a win, and we did.
Yeah, talk about last year. You sit up there, you said, we got to get back here. You did, and you finished it off tonight.
From day one, we started on December 5th this year. This was their goal, and they did it. They covered, and they made it happen. The kids made it happen. I am so happy for Heath High School, our community, and especially these guys right out here.
You have a very good, talented group of seniors here you're happy for.
We do, and unfortunately, this is the last game we get to play together, but it's the way to go out, right?
Talk about the emotions. I saw you go over into the crowd, see your family. It's pretty emotional right now.
Well, today is my anniversary, so I gave my wife a kiss and wished her a happy anniversary. This is a great anniversary gift.
Go enjoy those guys. Congratulations, Coach. There you go. Head Coach Tom Warren reflecting a little bit on the win and also his anniversary, guys.
That is something else. And the Heath Bulldogs, you can't say wire to wire, but, they were rated in the top two, top three all year long, and they capped that off with a state championship here on the field. So we are about to have all the medals handed out to the runners-up, the Lake Flyers. OHSAA's media director Tim Streed will handle the trophy presentation with the Division III runner-up trophy. Down on the field, Coach Witt, the final man to get a medal for the Lake Flyers. And we're going to go downstairs to Tim Streed here momentarily.
Gentlemen, you have just completed the most successful season of baseball in Lake High School history. You set the school record for wins. And I want to go back to what your coach said this week. He hoped you did two things. Number one, he hoped you enjoyed every minute. And I hope you did that, because I know we did watching you play this weekend. And I know that they did with your whole community that was here to support you this weekend in the state tournament. And your other goal was to be the first team in Lake history that was playing in the state championship game. And you've done that, and you have set the most successful season in Flyer baseball. This is Emily Mason, the OHS baseball administrator. It's my honor to give the state runner-up trophy to Lake High School. Congratulations.
The best baseball season in Flyer history ends up as state runner-up in Division III. We'll get the trophy presentation for Heath as champions after we pause for these messages from your local station. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trails.
Are you tired of walking into your own house from the outside heat and there's just nowhere to escape the hot and sticky air? Hi, I'm Chase Houston with Houston Plumbing and Heating. There's nothing worse than being super uncomfortable in your own home. Call Houston Plumbing and Heating today and get cooled off. Together with York, Houston will help you gain comfort solutions that will save you money and energy. Installation is everything, so install confidence with Houston and York. Call us today, where one call still does it all. 740-763-3961. Ohio license number 25394.
Great movies, the big screen, air conditioning, and popcorn. Experience something extraordinary at the Midland Theater in downtown Newark with the Summer Movie Series. Friday nights and Sunday afternoons, July 12th through August 11th. Movies like Jaws, The Maltese Falcon, Grease, and Singin' in the Rain, the way they were meant to be seen. Tickets are $5 for adults, $3 for children, and free for Licking County seniors over 60. Tickets available in advance or at the door. Details online at MidlandTheater.org.
Carmen's Pizza. Pizza's so good you can't stop eating it. Home of the Big Moose. Big enough to feed 3 to 4 people. Fresh pizza, subs, stromboli, and salads. Get 2 extra large single top pizzas for $28. And their Friday night special. A large single top pizza for only $12. Call 740-349-9291. Carmen's Pizza. Pizza's so good you can't stop eating it. On the corner of 5th and National Drive in Newark. 740-349-9291.
Now, back to the game. This is Heat Baseball, brought to you by Platinum Motors, the Toy Store, and Houston Plumbing and Heating.
The Heath Bulldogs have defeated the Lake Flyers 3-1 in this Division III state championship game, and they are D3 baseball champions for the state of Ohio in 2024. The team is now receiving their championship medals, and soon they will be presented the trophy by Executive Director Doug Uke. the third state championship in Heath history. They won in D3 in 2002 and 2007. And it's going to be quite a roar, I'm sure, when they hoist that trophy, as most of their Orange Brigade is still here in the stands at Canal Park. As Executive Director Doug Uke will now hand out the championship trophy to the Heath Bulldogs as Division III state champions.
Young man, let's come over here in front of your fans. Come over here. Okay, okay. Having spent 11 years as a superintendent at Newark, I'm well aware of Heath and the expectations at Heath and the expectations for a wonderful baseball program. With that comes a lot of support. Look at that orange sitting up there. Seniors, you've been a part of a 6-win season, then a 10-win season, and then a state semifinal appearance last year. This year, you carried on what you walked out of here last year with a 2-1 loss in the state semifinals. You were the number one team in the state all year long. You won your league. You made your school's fifth appearance to the state tournament. Your third appearance in the state championship game. And just like before, the other two appearances in that, you are now the third team in the history of Heath to win the state championship. I'm joined today by Emily Mason, who's the sport coordinator for baseball at the OHSAA. On behalf of our 817 member high schools, our board of directors, and our staff at the OHSAA, we're extremely excited to present to you the Division III 2024 State Baseball Championship Trophy. Congratulations.
The Heath Bulldogs are Division III state champions. We will be back with our final thoughts on this win over Lake 3-1 after this break from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. This is the State Baseball Tournament on the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, brought to you by Chocolate Milk.
Practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
Health Action Council is a member-driven, not-for-profit organization that provides employers with best practices for a healthy workforce through leadership, innovative services, and collaboration. Health Action Council works with employers to improve the quality, cost, and value of healthcare. The Ohio High School Athletic Association and Health Action Council invite all Ohio schools to join us for the Healthy Kids Step It Up Challenge. Find out details at healthykidsgo.org. How do you respect the game? Find out how at OHSAA.org/RTG.
Heath Bulldogs 3, Lake Flyers 1 in this Division III state championship game, and one of their standouts is down on the field with Ray Horner now.
All right, thanks, Todd. Connor Corbett is with me, and Connor, you seem to be the key that turns on this engine for Heath. I watch the way you run and play and everything. Exciting day for you guys.
Yeah, it was very exciting. I just every ounce of my energy goes towards the team. I start it, and then everybody just keeps completing it. It's, oh, it was so great today. Everybody was energized. The whole thing was so fun. So fun.
You got it going right in the first inning. What was it, the first or second pitch you jumped?
Oh, yeah, first. I think second. My mindset every time, if it's there, I'm swinging. Don't throw me around the zone. I'm going to go hit it.
How about you guys? Say you jump out early, and then through the middle innings, you guys couldn't get anything going. Talk about what you guys are talking about in the dugout.
We just needed to add. We were worried about adding. We were a little tense. We were getting a little tense, making like a little errors in the field. It's all right. But we just needed to keep adding. And then we were getting in the field, we started playing a lot better defense at the end. But, I mean, at the end, we got relaxed in the field. It's all right.
Solid group of senior class, great experience here. Talk about the emotions with the dugout and your teammates.
Well, they started off their freshman year. They had 6 wins. They didn't do very good. My freshman year, we had 10. Last year, we got the semifinals. And then this year, man, they were so happy. I wanted to win it for them so bad. It was more important. I mean, I wanted to win it, but send them off with a championship, it was only right to do that.
You had a state championship around your neck. Now, I know you like the football season as well, but this baseball season, pretty good for you.
Oh, dang straight. Baseball season right now, that's what it is. Not football yet, but this baseball is feeling pretty good right now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
There you go. Connor Corbett, the left fielder, and really the turn-on switch, the leadoff hitter for these guys joining us here on the postgame show. Guys, what a team effort. Connor Corbett and his whole team, they get the state championship. When they win, like 24 of the last 25, something like that, and just a terrific team effort, and they get the win here today. Back up to you guys.
Yeah, thank you, Ray. They finished 28-2 as state champions. We'll wrap up our thoughts on this win for Heath. Right now, we pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the OHSAA radio network.
This is Heath Bulldog Baseball on WCLT, W254CT Newark, K98.7.
Lake and Heath battling in this Division III state championship game. The Heath Bulldogs win it 3-1. Totals in the game for Heath, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, 4 men left on base. For Lake, 1 run, 5 hits, 3 errors. They leave 6 men on base. Wyatt Binkley goes the distance for Heath. 5 hits, 1 unearned run, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. He finishes the season at 9-0. Ryan Wagner takes the loss. He is 9-4 on the season. So we wrap this up, Sonny Folks. You look at Heath, they got those opportunities early. They never did really add on after 1 in the first and 2 in the third, but they didn't need to because Wyatt Binkley held Lake at bay.
Well, first of all, quickly, I want to say this. I appreciate the opportunity to come and do this with you. I so appreciate and recognize your talent, your professionalism. Ray's, certainly Ryan Baker's. This has been fun to get back in the chair and do this, and I appreciate the opportunity
you
working with me and having me here. One of the things that is the most impressive about this tournament is that other areas around the state who know nothing about Heath and Heath baseball get to see these teams come out and demonstrate why they're number one, number two in the state, why they're 28-2. And I just think that's lost sometimes in state tournaments where people don't really understand how the other half lives and plays. And I really appreciated getting to see them play today. They deserve it. They deserve it. When you're a team like that, you know, what Casey used to say, it ain't bragging, or Yogi used to say, it ain't bragging. If you do it,
that's right.
Well, they've done it.
They sure have. Their third state championship, and 8 seniors on this team, and that is going to be something to be dealt with next year. But a great point brought up in the post-game interview with Connor Corbett, who is a junior. He talks about this team. In 21, they had 6 wins. In 22, they had 10. Now they're state champions.
How many times did we talk about yesterday, Todd, to play this game well, you got to play?
Yeah.
You've got to play baseball to be able to do it and do it successfully and to be a winner. And that lead that we have, the open we have where the guy says, the kid's a menace. Well, that's what you got to be if you want to be where these kids at Heath are today as state champions.
Fans, a reminder, this broadcast is a presentation of the Ohio High School Athletic Association Radio Network and the NFHS Network. Any commercial use, retransmission, or distribution without the express written consent of the OHSAA and the NFHS is strictly prohibited. The announcers and production staff for this game were selected by the Ohio High School Athletic Association. For more information, log on to the OHSAA Radio Network at OHSAA.org. So we've had three champs crowned today, West Branch, Mason, and Heath. One more yet to be decided. Division 4 is coming up. Once again, our final score in this OHSAA baseball Division 3 state championship game, Heath 3 and Lake 1. Tune back in for the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network at 8 o'clock, 7:45 for an 8 o'clock first pitch. The title game in D4 will feature Fort Recovery and Berlin Highland. On behalf of OHSAA Executive Director Doug Uke, Radio Network Executive Producer Tim Streed, on-site producer Ryan Baker, and my broadcast partners Ray Horner and Sonny Folks, this is Todd Walker congratulating the Heath Bulldogs Division III State Baseball Champions in Ohio. The preceding broadcast has been a presentation of the NFHS Network and the OHSAA Radio Network, fueled by chocolate milk.
You've been listening to Heath Baseball on Kate 98.7. Today's game was brought to you by Platinum Motors, The Toy Store, Houston Plumbing and Heating, The Midland Theater, Carmen's Pizza, Desserts Bakery, and Newark Auto Body Collision and Glass.